Let's go. 608 on FM Talk 106.5. Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwood with the Mobile Mornings. Three big things. Virus relief bill blocked by the Senate. Almost predictably, actually. The Mobile Police Department held their annual 9/11 and law enforcement memorial. And changes to Mobile's Mardi Gras season. We're going to talk to special guest in the 8 o'clock hour that's got more details on all that. And you can check these stories out online, too, at fmtalk1065.com. All right, well, I guess we can let everybody know right now, COVID updates that we've been doing, well, you've been doing them since everything broke out, right?
Yeah, since the end of March or maybe mid-March.
Once, twice a morning at the beginning of the hour. And so today we'll do it again, but I think as a team, you and I and Sean put our heads together and started thinking, well, maybe we can go about this a different way beginning next week.
Yeah, I think we might start doing weekly updates of coronavirus. You know,
talk about why that's a good idea.
Well, you know, given the numbers day to day, it's helpful for me to know where we are as a nation as we continue to battle this virus and just see where things stand. But things change in a way; they're changing massively day to day. But really, things are kind of when you look at the grand picture. I mean, we've been battling this thing for 8 months, so. I think it might be a better picture if we do this weekly, and of course, we'll keep you updated on any of the latest COVID-19 news with vaccinations and if anything, you know, if there's a major rise in our area or in the state or something like that, we'll announce that as well. But I think it might be better if we break it down maybe weekly and say where we stand when it comes to the COVID-19 numbers. So we'll start doing that next week, probably midweek, maybe Wednesday or Thursday when we have a better picture of how it's looking for the week.
I don't think that's a good idea when it was, you know, we just sat down and talked about it, but it explained to me, like, what you made the best point, like, you know, day to day, it can get a little bit confusing because of things that are backlogged and all that. So, beginning next week, we'll just do it once a week unless there is an amazing surge or an amazing drop that we want to talk about.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And the numbers right now are looking better than they've looked in a while. Not as good as at the beginning of the week after that Labor Day weekend when maybe it took some hospitals and testing sites some time to get that information in.
There we go.
But nationally, we're now at over 6.3 million total cases of coronavirus and nearing 184,000 deaths with COVID. Nationally, though, the number of daily new cases has dropped to 35,644 per day. It's the lowest average number of daily new cases since June 26th, and we were heading up that curve. The number of patients currently hospitalized in America with the virus, 32,419. It's a little bit higher than it was at the beginning of the week, but right around we were seeing back on June 26th, just like the daily new cases numbers. We're testing around 607, and it's crazy how consistent those numbers are when you talk about how many new cases you have per day and what the hospitalization rates look like. The only thing that's changed over time is the number of deaths, and I think that's because our nurses and doctors have gotten so much better at fighting this virus once someone has it. Now, they don't have a cure-all or anything like that, but they've gotten better at, I think, recognizing signs of distress and when they need to do certain things in the hospital to help save lives, and they've gotten much better at that. But the consistency of when you have this many cases, you normally have this many people hospitalized and
this many deaths.
And this many deaths. It's been.
How about because younger people are getting it too? Would that be part of the reason that we're not having as many hospitalizations or deaths?
I think that's
relative to the cases.
Yeah, I think that's probably a big factor as well because been talked about since the beginning of this thing that those with comorbidities, they call them, you know, underlying conditions already, and the elderly who are more likely to have those underlying conditions have a much worse time fighting this virus.
Yep.
And point back to the stat that I read earlier this week, I think they've said right around 36,000 college students so far in this semester have tested positive for the virus, and at that point earlier in this week there had been zero hospitalizations among those college students.
That's a great point.
Testing has fallen a little bit more over the week. We're now testing around 675,000 per day in America, but a number that's been consistent, right around 5.3% of those test results are coming back positive. And we're now averaging 744 deaths per day nationwide. That's up a little bit earlier from this week when it was its lowest since July 17th. And, you know, as we near flu season, the the 2020-2021 flu season.
You already got your
Yeah, I went ahead and got my flu shot. And, you know, I went years and years and years without getting a flu shot. And then once we started a family, my wife said, you better go get that flu shot.
My wife almost marches me into the CVS. You know, it's like the only time we hold hands is when she's making sure that because, of course, you know, we have a household of two right now. Mm-hmm. But she doesn't want me to get sick and then, you know, pass it along.
Right.
So,
you said household of two, but it's really household of three now with the dog. And you don't want to give the dog the flu. I know that.
Little Charlie.
So I think with the flu season coming up, we might have a less bad flu season because so many people are already wearing masks and socially distancing. You know, the same things that we're doing to avoid getting the coronavirus works for any other virus.
For everything.
For everything. But I also think testing might ramp up and more people might think they may have coronavirus and they end up having the flu.
You know, I saw a report out of New Zealand, Australia, where their flu season just passed.
Okay.
And because of the coronavirus, their flu season was way down.
Yeah.
They didn't have much of effects of the flu, and that was exactly what you were talking about.
So I think we could probably expect that over the coming months.
Yep.
And looking at the state of Alabama, 123,267 confirmed cases now in the state, and 2,176 have died with COVID. The average number of daily new cases is up some from the last couple of days to 667 per day. That number was at 535 on Tuesday, which was the lowest since June 11th. But remember, that's coming off that long holiday weekend when the numbers might not be exactly correct.
Mm-hmm.
We're averaging 5,450 tests per day. That's up some from earlier this week. There are 834 Alabamians currently hospitalized with the virus. Hospitalizations have been declining for over a month now, and daily deaths in our state have dropped to 8 per day. It's around the lowest since June 19th. Remember, at our previous peak, Alabama was averaging 27 deaths per day due to the virus on July 27th. And then some good news in Mobile County, 79 people, only 79 people currently hospitalized with COVID as of the health department's latest update from yesterday. That's the lowest number of people hospitalized in our county in months. And if you remember, during our peak back at the end of July, over 200 people were hospitalized with the virus. So that number down to 79. And Mobile now averaging 40 cases per day, while Baldwin County is averaging 26 per day. That's right around what we were seeing in mid to late June as we were heading up that curve. And locally, over the last couple months, Mobile and Baldwin counties combined have been seeing anywhere from 2 to 3 deaths per day attributed to COVID. That's been happening since mid-July. But right now, between the two counties, we're averaging just over 1.5 per day over the last week. That's the lowest that we've seen the fatality numbers for Mobile and Baldwin counties in months. And then yesterday, you look at the rural counties that surround us, Washington County, Clark, Monroe, Conecuh, Escambia, Choctaw, and Wilcox. Escambia County reported its first death since August 28th yesterday, and Monroe County reported its first death with COVID since August 11th.
Hmm.
Now, prior to that, none of those eight counties had any deaths for the month of September, but over the month of August, there were a combined 21 fatalities in those eight counties attributed to COVID, with 7 coming from Escambia County and 5 in Clark County. So let's look locally and around the state and nation when it comes to COVID-19.
Okay. And beginning next week, that'll be a weekly report unless dramatic news dictates otherwise, right?
That's right.
Unintended consequences of COVID-19, electric guitar sales are at a record pace.
Wow. More people playing Smoke on the Water than ever.
Yes. In fact, yes. And by around 2006, electric guitar sales had really flattened out. The guitar, you know, it was in all the rhythm and blues bands and all the soul bands and all the rock bands. But as music changed, the guitar, no pun intended, phased out a little bit.
Yeah.
But now electric guitar sales, a record pace, and guitar tutorials on YouTube also going through the roof.
Wow.
So that's some of the way people are adjusting to COVID-19.
You sure those stats aren't a little distorted there? I've got a really nice Fender my grandma gave to me like 20 years ago.
Yeah, you're originally a Nashville kid. You're all about
it,
right?
I play a mean C and G chord.
Attaboy.
I still have a little trouble with the F chord, but I can strum with the best of them.
How about sports on the way?
The 2020 NFL season kicked off last night, and some big rivalry games in high school football in our area tonight. More coming up in sports.
Alabama, it's our home, and right now, our home needs your help. To improve the future of Alabama, we all have to take the census. It could mean $13 billion in funding for our state and make sure our voice is heard in Washington. and it takes every one of us. It's your right. Take the census now at my2020census.gov.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. More than 600 students at the University of Alabama have been sanctioned for violating coronavirus rules. The university has issued 639 individual student sanctions. 33 students have been suspended. More than 2,000 students have tested positive for the virus since returning to campus last month. The Civic and Convention Centers in Mobile have outlined new rules for Mardi Gras organizations amid the pandemic. Capacity will be limited to 50% for all Mardi Gras balls at the venues. Face coverings will be required. The Daphne Fire Department is remembering those who died 19 years ago this morning on September 11, 2001. The department is hosting a remembrance service. It begins at 8:46. That's the time American Airlines Flight 11 hit the North Tower of the World Trade Center. Fire stations across Daphne will blow their horns for 7 seconds. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
You're sitting on the couch watching TV. And then, that dead branch finally fell. But that isn't how you were planning on putting in that skylight. Now you realize you waited a bit too long to cut it down. With the recent market crash, you might be thinking the same thing about your retirement accounts. You've been thinking about meeting with a financial advisor, but life got in the way. Now that the market is creating a lot of unwanted skylights, maybe it's time to meet with a financial advisor. Andrew McNair and his team at Swan Capital are here to help you get back on track. Call today to set up a virtual visit with Andrew and the team at Swan Capital. 800-848-8768. That's 800-848-8768. Get started on your plan today. Even healthy branches come down during a storm. 800-848-8768. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
Hi, this is Cam Marston, host of What's Working, and I'm holding my bottle of full-spectrum water-soluble CBD that I bought from Joe Brown at your CBD store of West Mobile. I've put it in my coffee every day since I interviewed Joe and learned the value of CBD. Joe now offers personal shopping, curbside pickup, and free delivery. Find your CBD store of West Mobile on Facebook and give him a call.
Call Joe Brown at your CBD store of West Mobile, 260-3223.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying it, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, good morning, 621, FM Talk 106.5, and right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The defending Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs kicked off the 2020 NFL season with a 34-20 win over the Houston Texans. Chiefs rookie running back and former LSU Tiger Clyde Edwards-Helaire had a great night, rushing for 138 yards and a touchdown. Looked like a little bowling ball out there.
Always does.
Patrick Mahomes was an efficient 24-32 with 211 yards passing and 3 touchdowns. This Sunday, a full slate of NFL games, including Tom Brady and Tampa Bay, heading to New Orleans to face Drew Brees and the Saints at 3:25 Sunday afternoon. In the NBA playoffs, the LA Lakers controlled the Houston Rockets in a 110-100 Game 4 win that puts LA up 3-1 in the Western Conference semifinal series. In the NHL, Alexander Radulov scored 25 seconds into overtime, and the Dallas Stars beat the Vegas Golden Knights 3-2 to take Game 3 of the Western Conference Finals and a 2-1 series lead. Week 4 of high school football begins tonight with some big regional and rivalry games. Our very own Dan Brennan and our friend Jim Cox will be on the call for the Battle of Old Shell Road tonight as UMS Wright travels 2 miles west to play at St. Paul's. Should be a good one tonight.
Yeah, it always is.
Spanish Ford will travel to undefeated Robertsdale. Daphne looks to remain undefeated at 2-1 Theodore. McGill Toolin travels to Gulf Shores. Foley hosts Fairhope. Some other games in our area. Mary G. Montgomery set to host Murphy. Baker at Alma Bryant. Viger at Jackson. Blunt hosts Citronelle. Cottage Hill at Flemington. Yes.
That's Blunt's first game because of coronavirus.
That's right. And they were off the first two weeks.
Blunt's supposed to be really good, but we don't know yet.
Yeah, and Cottage Hill plays at Flemington. Bayside Academy hosts Hillcrest Evergreen. Mobile Christian hosts W.S. Neal. Williamson at St. Michael. Faith at LaFleur. Davidson hosts Enterprise. St. Luke's will host J.U. Blackshear. Orange Beach plays at Clark County and Satsuma at Alberta. Now, 3 games this week canceled due to COVID. Baldwin County at Saraland, Choctaw County at Millery, and Greene County at Leroy. And some news from the world of golf, two-time major champ John Daly announced yesterday he was recently diagnosed with bladder cancer. The 54-year-old revealed he'd been battling kidney stones and back pain recently, which led him to withdraw from a Charles Schwab tour event in Missouri last month. But after consulting with doctors, it was determined that the kidney stones had passed, and he now faces a more daunting condition.
Luckily for me, they caught it early, but bladder cancer is something that I don't know. I don't know all the details about it, but it doesn't look like it may ever go away. So we'll just see what happens. Maybe there's a miracle there.
Daly told the Golf Channel the doctor removed the cancer in surgery, but the deadly disease was likely to return. Five-time PGA Tournament winner has battled health issues throughout his career and last played a PGA Tour event at last year's Safeway Open, where he missed the cut, but he remains exempt in both the PGA and the Open until age 60 because of his prior victories. Daly also notably smashed the roof of his RV into the top of the Bankhead Tunnel back in 2009.
Remember that, yep.
623 FM Talk 106.5, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
Is coronavirus relief on the way from Washington, D.C.? I doubt it. We've got that story on the way.
Have you been harassed by sun rays while driving home from work? Did you get hot in traffic through no fault of your own? If so, you need to call the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting, 802-1234. There's no need to continue applying sunscreen to just the left side of your body. Let a quality ceramic, no-fault, lifetime guaranteed tint from ProTint protect you today. Call 802-1234. The work provided by the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting is equal to, and in fact, greater than, the work performed at other window 10 places.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect scattered afternoon thunderstorms today with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, afternoon showers and thunderstorms with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Did you know you may be at risk of vision loss even if you're not experiencing physical symptoms? Heritage for the Blind recommends you prevent blindness by scheduling a vision screening today.
If you own an old or unwanted car, donate it today to Heritage for the Blind. Just call 1-800-715-2203. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized nonprofit organization that helps promote eye health and aids the blind and visually impaired. They accept cars, vans, and trucks. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not, it will be towed away for free. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll get a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-715-2203. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Call now 1-800-715-2203. That's 1-800-715-2203.
Good morning, everyone. For the Lotus CBD Traffic Center, we're accident-free and look great across the Bayway and the Causeway. That ride from Fairhope and Daphne, also from Albus to Spanish Fort on 31, looks great. No delays through Mobile. Again, no wrecks in the roadways. Perfect start to our Friday morning. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne and Tillman's Corner invites you in for lunch today with 7 wings and french fries, only $9.99. They've got their chicken Caesar salad, 3 fish tacos, Philly cheesesteak, and more, all served to you by the world-famous Hooters girls every day till 3 p.m. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Mobile Mornings, Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig, 95, FM Talk 106.5.
Yes.
Excuse me.
A little further up the dial.
Yeah, indeed. So anyway, the stimulus deal's not going to get done. It doesn't look like. And Bradley Byrne was on with Sean yesterday, Midday Mobile.
I don't see any coronavirus bill getting done between now and the election. Now, I think she's doing this deliberately. I said this on your show before. Yep. I think she thinks it's in her benefit not to have a bill between now and the election.
She is Nancy Pelosi, and
that's
if you
right.
listen to that entire conversation on Midday Mobile, Bradley Byrne didn't mince any words, and it's, you know, it's frustrating for everybody. It's certainly frustrating for the people who need the money.
Yeah, Doug Jones and the rest of the Senate Democrats yesterday voted against that $500 billion bill that was introduced by the Republicans in Senate. Richard Shelby, along with Bradley Byrne and others in the Republican Congress, said they do not expect anything to happen before the November election.
That's, you know, politics. So sad. All right. Anyway, FM Talk 106.5, that's who we are and news right now.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. More than 600 students at the University of Alabama have been sanctioned for violating coronavirus rules. The university has issued 639 individual student sanctions. 33 students have been suspended. More than 2,000 students have tested positive for the virus since returning to campus last month. The Civic and Convention Centers in Mobile have outlined new rules for Mardi Gras organizations amid the pandemic. Capacity will be limited to 50% for all Mardi Gras balls at the venues. Face coverings will be required. The Daphne Fire Department is remembering those who died 19 years ago this morning on September 11th, 2001. The department is hosting a remembrance service. It begins at 8:46. That's the time American Airlines Flight 11 hit the North Tower of the World Trade Center. Fire stations across Daphne will blow their horns for 7 seconds. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Recently, a new client called me and started by saying, "Mr. Morgan, I really need your help, but I'm just a nobody." Those words stunned me, and I immediately called him back, and we're now helping him and his family after a terrible accident. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Everybody who comes to our firm at their time of need is a somebody. I grew up poor, but my grandmother was like a queen to us. At Morgan & Morgan, our goal is to level the playing field for you and your family at your time of need. The insurance company has unlimited money and resources. You need a firm who can fight them toe-to-toe. For right at 30 years, we have fought them in courtrooms throughout America. Our results speak for themselves. And always remember this, everybody is a somebody, and nobody is a nobody. Visit forthepeople.com to learn about our firm, Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than others. Patrick Montgomery responsible for this ad.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Nearly two dozen people are dead in devastating wildfires that have consumed millions of acres across more than a dozen western states. Among the victims, a 12-year-old boy and his grandmother who died in a fire near Lyons, Oregon. The boy's brother, Lonnie Bertolotto, says,
"It's shocking, and you wouldn't expect it. You know, we all went to bed that night thinking everything would be fine. We talked in the morning, see what happened, how's it going, and we never got that call."
It's been 19 years since the terrorist attacks of 9/11. President Trump and former VP Joe Biden will take part in a ceremony in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, honoring the victims of United Flight 93, which was brought down by terrorist hijackers. Meanwhile, Vice President Mike Pence will be attending one of two memorials going on in Lower Manhattan today. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Under Armour says it's eliminating about 600 jobs, mostly in its corporate workforce. The move follows a decision by the athletic wear brand's board to expand a restructuring plan that began a year ago. A new group of companies is pledging to add a black director to their boards within the next year in a bid to diversify and help accelerate more inclusion in corporate America. The effort comes about a week after California lawmakers passed a bill that would require publicly traded companies based in the state to have at least one director from a minority community by the close of 2021. About a dozen other states, including Colorado, Maryland, Illinois, and New York, have since enacted or are considering board diversity legislation. Chick-fil-A is adding chocolate fudge brownies, a mocha cream cold brew, and a new hot coffee blend to its menu starting Monday. The brownie and new coffee blend will be available year-round. The mocha cream cold brew will be available just for a limited time. On Wall Street, futures are moderately higher. That's Your Money Now.
When it comes to mobility, Michigan is making what the rest of the world hasn't even thought of yet. Our state is home to two world-class autonomous vehicle testing sites, and we're first in the U.S. for mobility-related patents. With over 500 miles of roadway equipped for connected vehicle testing, it's no wonder that everyone is moving to where it all started. So if you're ready to move into the future with your mobility business, visit planetm.com/pure-opportunity.
Right now, Allstate has almost as many ways to save as there are types of music. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent to get a quote. Find out how much you can save today. Allstate. Now that should be music to your ears.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. DriveWise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
It's all about you.
Hi folks, Greg Halliday from Kobe Subaru here, inviting you to participate in Subaru's Love Strikes Twice event now through September 30th. There's never been a better time to buy a certified pre-owned Kobe Subaru. Visit us online at KobeSubaru.com to learn more about this exclusive event and schedule your VIP appointment. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
If you're listening from another radio station, like, you know, some I've mentioned already this morning on the air accidentally, we have them and you don't. He's Dr. Bill Williams, and he's the man. Dr. Bill, good morning. Happy Friday.
Good morning, Dan.
We've got a little activity here with a little more rain in the afternoon, I know, and then beyond that, we'll talk about what's rolling into the Gulf, so just take her away.
Yeah, we've got quite a bit of rain in the forecast, and that's interesting because we haven't had any rain so far in September. Absolutely zero right now, and through the first 10 days. We've got a chance to pick up maybe a shower or thunderstorm this afternoon, and then quite a few showers and thunderstorms for tomorrow and for the next several days. Right at the moment, we're looking for temperatures, about 92 this afternoon. So it's going to be a warm day. We'll have some sunshine this morning, but then become mostly cloudy with some scattered thunderstorms developing through the afternoon hours. Now, tonight, the rainfall activity tapers off in the evening. Low tonight will be in the mid-70s. And then for Saturday and Sunday, very good chance for showers and thunderstorms, especially through the afternoon. And that's going to keep temperature down a little bit, mainly in the upper 80s over the weekend. And this pattern will continue Monday and Tuesday with scattered and numerous showers and thunderstorms, particularly in the afternoon, and keeping temperatures in the mid to upper 80s for the beginning of next week and even into the middle of next week. Now, the reason for the rain right now is we have an easterly wave. These are common features across the tropics. Well, we have one crossing, has crossed Florida, and it's now in the Gulf of Mexico. And that's going to help produce those showers and thunderstorms for today and tomorrow. And then another disturbance, or we'll call it an easterly wave, that's now over the Bahamas. It's going to move across Florida and move into the Gulf over the weekend. We're going to watch that one very closely because there's a possibility that it could develop into a tropical depression. Conditions are favorable for that to occur. And what that would mean is more showers and thunderstorms for Sunday, Monday, and into Tuesday, as that area of low pressure, we'll call it, will move along the Gulf Coast and very slowly over the next several days. But again, we're going to watch that and see if any kind of development occurs. But it will be mainly a rain event for the Gulf Coast.
I think you just answered my question with the easterly wave, but it's been so dang hot, Dr. Bill. I know a lot of people are planning on getting out on the boat this weekend and getting out into the water. So these storms that you say we should expect, mostly are we expecting offshore and inland or one or the other?
Yeah, it's going to be faced in both areas. We have something like an easterly wave, although the greatest coverage will be over the land as it becomes heated. It's still going to produce some shower and thunderstorm activity for the coastal waters.
You know, Dalton talked about how hot it is, Dr. Bill. They've got that walking exercise trail at the University of South Alabama. And whatever weight I dropped during the coronavirus unemployment period of my life, I think I've gained it all back. So I tried to go on a walk. I went on a walk yesterday, Dr. Bill, and I was joined by no one. Nobody
too
else.
Hot.
It was just, and that was a trail there on the north side of campus, and that walking trail that was filled with people during much of the spring and early summer, and everybody just punted on that idea yesterday, Dr. Bill. So it is amazingly hot.
Yeah, and of course the humidity is back, and will be high with all, of course, the rain coming in, and it's going to stay high all the way through next week. I don't see any real cold front that could sweep through. Now, there will be a cold front that will move into Louisiana, Arkansas, just get close to Mississippi over the weekend, but it will stall, and it's not going to get through here. And if it does, if we do get some dry air, we're going to have to wait till either late next week or the following week.
Well, you mentioned that system that's moving over the Bahamas and into the Gulf that'll affect us early next week, but I know it's even busier out in the Atlantic. What else do you have your eyes on?
Oh, it is. We still have Paulette, which is almost a hurricane out in the distant Atlantic, and it's going to track right up, looks like right over Bermuda early next week as a hurricane, and then it'll turn to the east and head out into the North Atlantic. Renee is kind of a weak tropical storm right now, and it's turning, will turn to the north. However, it may be blocked and kind of make a loop and then turn around and head more to the west. But right now, a very large tropical system now, a tropical wave that has moved off the African coast. It's going to become a tropical depression very soon and a named storm. This one's going to track toward the Caribbean. And then there's even another tropical wave that'll be coming off the African coast in the next couple of days. So the Atlantic is getting very, very busy.
You're tracking things all the way back to over the continent, like over a pack of hyenas. You're doubling down here, Dr. Bill.
Yeah, we can watch them now coming all the way across Africa,
amazing,
to the south of the Sahara Desert.
Wow.
And then gradually they'll make it to the Atlantic and then move offshore.
We appreciate you so much. And in 1 hour, we got big doings on Friday, right?
Yeah, the semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale. I hope you're ready, Dr. Bill.
I'm still working on it. A lot of things going on.
Buckle up. We're ready for that in 1 hour. Dr. Bill Williams, staff meteorologist in FM Talk 106.5. And thank you, Doctor. We'll talk to you in an hour.
Okay, Dan.
So when we were talking to Rob Hulbert yesterday,
mm-hmm,
in the 8 o'clock hour, news was breaking about some changes to Mobile's Mardi Gras, and we've had a chance to kind of assess some of that, and we'll talk about that on the way on FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, Mardi Gras balls will be a little bit different in this age of COVID, and coming up at 8 o'clock, well, in this next segment, we'll break it down, but then at 8 o'clock, we'll talk with Mary Lee Gay from ASM Global, who they put these rules out yesterday. So lots of changes coming to Mardi Gras.
She actually texted us on the text line when we were talking to Rob, and so we were able to put all that together and say, hey, just come on in the morning, and we'll work it all out. 641 FM Talk 106.5.
One of the simplest ways a business can help increase workplace protection and safety is by installing plexiglass barriers to create a physical separation between employees and the public. These acrylic partitions are made locally at Alpha Plastics in Mobile. They have the materials on hand to produce any size partition, including your cutouts if needed, for use in schools, restaurants, cashiers, and reception areas, even portable shields needed for client meetings that are outside the office. Hey, skip the long wait of ordering online or from out of state. Alpha Plastics clear acrylic shields are stronger than glass, but much lighter.
easier to move, and can remain a permanent protective barrier for years to come. And they're affordable, helping you get your business open, and stay safe. Call Alpha Plastics today at 471-1130. That's 471-1130. Alpha Plastics, your local social distancing source.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need.
The talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk
106.5.
106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the Lotus CBD Traffic Center, once again, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. Quiet ride across the Bayway and the Causeway from the 1065 split. Tillman's Corner and Theodore from Nevius, 90, Halls Mill Road and Rangeline all looks good. Southbound 65 from Saraland all the way to the 10 split, there's no delays. At Premier Medical in Mobile and Daphne, they have 36 of the region's best doctors for all your eye, ear, nose, and throat care needs. All board certified with over 100 years of serving the Gulf Coast. See them at pmg.md. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig on FM Talk 106.5, 6:43. Thanks to our friends at WALA Fox 10 for the story on Mardi Gras, the balls. Lots of changes coming very soon. You know, when Mardi Gras gets here, we can't treat it like we've treated it for nearly a century. Or
forever.
Forever, right. AMS Global, the company that manages the Mobile Civic Center and Convention Center, informed organizations new rules for this year. They are based on Alabama Governor Kay Ivey's Safer at Home order. Reduced occupancy. Balls will have 50% occupancy with requirements that people stay 6 feet apart at Mardi Gras balls.
That seems impossible,
it
but
does.
I guess we'll see.
And what are parades going to be like along the streets?
And the double masks, right?
Yeah, you have to wear a mask. Of course, if you're at Mardi Gras, you're probably wearing... Okay, so but you have to wear a mask over your nose and your mouth. Social distancing, there's going to be signs everywhere to encourage people to maintain distance. Face coverings, as you brought up. Workers and third-party vendors are going to have to clear screenings and complete health screening questionnaires before they're able to go on the job. And in addition, events will have to end by 1 a.m. So they can have a thorough cleaning of those places at the convention center and the civic center so that's ready to go for the next event.
Now, 1 a.m. for me would be a very late night, except during Mardi Gras season. That's calling it early when you have to shut things down at 1 a.m.
I'm usually in the Crystal drive-thru at 1 a.m. or maybe even sooner than that. For some reason, all that free food, and I end up at the Crystal drive-thru off Moffitt at 1 a.m.
For me, it's either Crystal's or Waffle House.
You can
bank on that.
Mary Lee Gay, you mentioned that she's going to join us later today in the 8 o'clock hour. And she'll be able to explain all this to us.
ASM Global, the company that signs these contracts for the organizations that have their balls. She's the senior marketing manager with ASM, and 19 organizations hold their balls at the Civic Center, 7 at the Convention Center, and she's hoping they all sign up to do it again this year. But we'll be talking with her at 8 o'clock to go more in depth on this story.
Not all the news is so sad. It ain't all bad story for you right now. Elliot Ryan attends St. Michael's College in Vermont, but in March he was sent home because of COVID-19. So he went to stay with his grandparents, who he loves very much. And everybody's staying home. They just quarantined there in Rhode Island. And it was during that, the beginning of all this COVID-19 quarantining, that he came up with an idea. And he said he had a dream. He's an engineering student. And he wanted his dream to come true, and it did. From April through August, Ryan did it. With about $1,500 worth of material, he built a roller coaster in his granddaddy's backyard.
Wow.
And after Ryan tested it out, the next one to get on is 83-year-old grandpa, who said, I'm only going to do this once. Anyway, it's 100 feet long, runs on simply on gravity, and Ryan said he's grateful for his grandfather's guiding encouragement. I guess his granddad's always been a big part of his life. It's very encouraging to Ryan. And anyway, he built a roller coaster for his granddaddy in the backyard, and next summer, they say the goal is to expand it out from 100 feet and another up and down.
Wow, that's confidence to build a roller coaster and then put your 83-year-old grandfather on it first. He must have known it wasn't going to fall apart.
You hope so. 6:46, sports on the way.
Yeah, coming up in sports, the USA Jags make their debut in their brand new on-campus Hancock Whitney Bank Stadium this weekend. And NASCAR driver Bubba Wallace announces he's leaving Richard Petty Motorsports. More coming up in sports.
Hello. Emily again, talking about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter.
Have you ever received an invoice from a forklift dealer for repairs and about fell out of your chair? Tired of flushing your hard-earned money down the big dealer toilet? Guess what? It doesn't have to be that way. Next time, call Forklift Hunter. When you receive your bill, you'll be glad you did. We come to you, no contract needed, and no ridiculous fees. 251-479-2270 or forkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter. Fair, honest, and locally owned.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. More than 600 students at the University of Alabama have been sanctioned for violating coronavirus rules. The university has issued 639 individual student sanctions. 33 students have been suspended. More than 2,000 students have tested positive for the virus since returning to campus last month. The Civic and Convention Centers in Mobile have outlined new rules for Mardi Gras organizations amid the pandemic. Capacity will be limited to 50% for all Mardi Gras balls at the venues. Face coverings will be required. The Daphne Fire Department is remembering those who died 19 years ago this morning on September 11th, 2001. The department is hosting a remembrance service. It begins at 8:46. That's the time American Airlines Flight 11 hit the North Tower of the World Trade Center. Fire stations across Daphne will blow their horns for 7 seconds. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
What is all this?
My new hobby, beach fishing.
Hand me one of those gummy wormy thingies.
I'm not leaving until I catch something fabulous and suitable for framing.
You don't actually frame a fish, you mount a fish.
You're not the boss of me.
Let me at least put some SPF 45 on you.
I'm already covered with SPF Jack Green.
Okay, I'll bite.
SPF is my stuff protection factor.
Stuff protection.
Jack Green has been in the insurance business over 30 years, and he protects all my stuff. My luxury vehicle, Reinhold's new truck, the condo. Maybe he'll insure my catch of the day.
I don't think he covers fish.
Oh, my! I've hooked something big.
I think you hooked someone.
Oh, dear.
You got that liability umbrella, right?
You betcha.
It's good.
I think I'm gonna need it.
Call Jack Green today. See how much money he can save you and still protect all your stuff.
Ask for Jack.
The Jack Green Insurance Agency in Mobile. 344-5393.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
That's right!
This is where we see the best of America.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 6:49 here on FM Talk 106.5. And right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The defending Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs kicked off the 2020 NFL season with a 34-20 win over the Houston Texans last night. Chiefs rookie running back and former LSU Tiger Clyde Edwards-Helaire had a great night. He rushed for 138 yards and a touchdown. Patrick Mahomes was an efficient 24 for 32 with 211 yards passing and 3 touchdowns. This Sunday, a full slate of NFL games, including Tom Brady in Tampa Bay, heading to New Orleans to face Drew Brees and the Saints at 3:25 Sunday afternoon. That'll be odd seeing the Superdome without fans.
Crowd of zero.
Wow. So crazy. I wonder if they'll find a way to tailgate anyway. I guess we'll have to see. In college football, the Miami Hurricanes beat the UAB Blazers 31-14 last night. Miami debuted its spread offense under new offensive coordinator and a name known well in Alabama, Rhett Lashley. They had 337 yards rushing and 493 yards of total offense last night. The Hurricanes' first team from a Power 5 conference to kick off the 2020 season. This weekend, the rest of the ACC will play their first games of the year, along with the Big 12. And South Alabama will open Hancock Whitney Bank Stadium on the USA campus against Tulane tomorrow night at 6:30. The Jags are currently 10-point underdogs. In NASCAR news, Mobile-born Bubba Wallace announced yesterday that he'll be leaving Richard Petty Motorsports after the 2020 season. In a Twitter post, Wallace thanked Richard Petty and the entire team for giving him the start to his Cup Series career. There are 9 races remaining in the 2020 season before Wallace must find a new team, and Richard Petty Motorsports will have to find a new driver. They said yesterday they'll announce who that new driver will be, quote, in the near future. Wallace has yet to win a Cup race during his 3 seasons driving for Petty, but he has a career-best 5 top 10 finishes this season and is currently ranked 23rd in the Cup standings, which is also a career-best for Wallace.
Aside from all the controversy, he's had a really good year.
I think so. Yeah, you know, driving for that team.
Yep.
Not as much money in Richard Petty Motorsports as you see in some of these other teams.
Yeah.
And, of course, in the motorsports world, money makes the difference.
Money is it. That's right.
So we'll see. He's definitely bringing his sponsors along with him. We'll see what team Bubba's driving for come next year. 652 FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
You might be surprised what one in five of us do on our lunch break every day.
One in five.
Do this on their lunch break. Okay, hang on for that. On the way. FM Talk 106.5.
Hi, I'm Heather with OnSite Auto Solutions. Whether you have a fender bender, scratches and dents, or need auto or boat detailing, we can help. We combine affordable prices with excellent quality and top-notch service. Give us a call today, 209-6114.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect scattered afternoon thunderstorms today with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, afternoon showers and thunderstorms with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Good Lord willing and the creek don't rise. Bird season is on in Alabama, and Styx River Shooting Center has everything you need to bag your limit this year, including shotguns, birdshot, practice targets, gun cases, range bags, and reloading supplies. And Styx River Shooting Center has gift certificates, always the perfect gift for the bird hunter in your life. Styx River Shooting Center is located off Interstate 10, exit 53, Wilcox Road, Tuesday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Come get your aim on.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
From the Lotus CBD Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers, so far not working any accidents. Looks great across the Bayway. We've had a good morning from Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort, Malvis to Loxley. Again, if you're traveling from Saraland, Chickasaw, and Pritchard, there's no delays. Radar. Car Doctor at 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West in Theodore is open to help get your carts running. You know they rent their carts for any special occasion, and you can buy a new or used cart, too. See them at cartdoctor.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
And good morning. It is 6:54. It is Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig on FM Talk 106.5. The text line, the phone line, all the same, 343-0106, by the way. And, okay, one in five of us, according to a study, this is what we do at our lunch break, eat lunch.
One in five eat lunch
now
during
this, this was done in the UK, so take it for whatever. One in five actually eat lunch during their lunch break. So you're thinking, well, what else are you doing?
Yeah.
So people will take that time. A lot of people, according to the study, sneak eating,
mm-hmm.
like during the 11 o'clock
hour. So they don't waste that precious lunch hour.
So they're eating while they're working.
Mm-hmm.
And then during the lunch hour, they'll do things like run some errands. Mm-hmm. They will maybe exercise.
Yeah, some crazy people exercise during the lunch break.
Go home and walk the dog. Just do little stuff. They use that hour, but not for lunch.
Yeah.
And so, again, only one in five use it to eat lunch.
That's absolutely crazy. I would have never guessed that. 20%.
20%. This is in the UK, by the way. A lot of them focus on social media during that hour as well.
Okay.
So again, if you see somebody in a work environment where you can watch your coworkers, observe them like they're in little cages, you know, and you see Paul or Harry nibbling on a sandwich at 11:15. That dude's not—he's not going to lunch.
Right
now, he's leaving the building at noon, if that's when the lunch hour is. But he's up to not necessarily no good,
mm-hmm.
but he's already had his lunch.
Yeah, man, I remember working at McDonald's in my my youth, and I would certainly use that lunch break to eat lunch. I remember because maybe some people in fast food restaurants they're able to sneak some food while they're. Yeah. You know, serving that same food.
Fries are easy, right?
Fries are pretty simple. But those are right there in McDonald's. You can see the people on the fry machine, mm-hmm. so that's tough. But the people that are working in the back, I know they sneak food every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not supposed to. But I would definitely eat, I would use that lunch break to eat. Now I don't have a lunch break here, so just to eat whenever and all the time, pretty much, here.
I've noticed that.
Did you see this story out of Okaloosa from yesterday? One of those planes that tows the banners above the beach actually went down into the Gulf off Okaloosa Island right there next to Destin yesterday afternoon.
Video?
There is video of it on our news partners at WKRG. They've got video from Captain Bill Watson, who has a charter business down there, Sweet William III Charters. And he's got video. You could see the plane flying pretty low. I mean, they're usually flying low anyway, but you see him actually drop the banner. I didn't realize. I guess there's probably a button in there of some sort, maybe a lever.
Banner ejection button.
Yeah,
he gets rid of the banner, and that. So how did he crash?
It wasn't a violent crash landing. He was actually able to bring it down pretty safely, and the pilot is okay. Right now, they don't know why his plane went down, but he was, we watched the video earlier, and you said, like a Sully Sullenberger situation where he landed on the Hudson. He was able to land his plane and then get out, and everybody's okay, but pretty rare sighting to see one of those planes go down in the Gulf.
That is crazy. Thank God he's okay.
Yeah, seriously.
It is 2 minutes away from 7 o'clock. FM Talk 106.5. Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig, and Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. More than 600 students at the University of Alabama have been sanctioned for violating coronavirus rules. The university has issued 639 individual student sanctions. 33 students have been suspended. More than 2,000 students have tested positive for the virus since returning to campus last month. The Civic and Convention Centers in Mobile have outlined new rules for Mardi Gras organizations amid the pandemic. Capacity will be limited to 50% for all Mardi Gras balls at the venues. Face coverings will be required. The Daphne Fire Department is remembering those who died 19 years ago this morning on September 11th, 2001. The department is hosting a remembrance service. It begins at 8:46. That's the time American Airlines Flight 11 hit the North Tower of the World Trade Center. Fire stations across Daphne will blow their horns for 7 seconds. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-526-7406 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-526-7406. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today, 800-526-7406.